Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel back on the show. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 10-plus years as a member of our Brain Trust. We signed her up when she was only 16, and since then she's gone on to great fame and fortune. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She is one of the world's experts on communicating, getting your message across on whatever venue, whatever medium, whatever platform you may be on, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I know today you want to talk about taking action. Are you talking about carpe diem?
I'm talking about that simple three-letter, one-syllable word, act. You know, we're really big on talk. We complain about this. We notice this and that. And, you know, it's just time to act.
What was that Elvis song? A little less talk, a little more action?
Yeah, a little more action. I think all of us, especially now and as business owners, we need to get involved. We need to act. And I love the word, act. Empowering.
Well, I said something is when we were in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming, that I said something that some people might find a bothersome, and that is to do something even if it's wrong. And the reason I said that was because if you do nothing, you won't learn much. But if you take some action, even if you make a mistake, you'll learn something. And the key to prevent that from being dangerous is to take a lot of little steps, make a lot of little decisions. What do you think?
I agree with that. I got some sage advice from my father as I was entering college. He said, honey, if people don't like what you're doing, and that's the key word, doing, then that means you're doing something. And I've always remembered that.
Yeah.
That, you know, if I want to just shrink back into the woodwork, yeah, nobody's going to be mad at me because they're not going to see me. So taking action, and as we get through this section today, I'd like to talk about what I consider the three musts for taking action.
Well, let's have that. But see, I'm trying to imagine anybody in your class saying, Beverly who? I can't see. I don't see that happening.
They're more likely saying Beverly. Whew.
Yeah, maybe so, but you know, but you're memorable.
You know, I was telling you right before we went on the air that my mom has been in and out of
yeah.
a couple hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and let me tell you, there are a lot of people in the medical community in my area that know that I exist.
Exactly.
I acted.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, it was time to be an advocate.
Yes.
For your mother.
Yes.
Yeah. So to give us those three things.
Well, first you have to show up. All right?
You have to get up off your backside and go out and meet the world halfway.
You have to show up. And that doesn't mean you have to go to Washington, although that's a great idea if that's
right.
where the action needs to be. Showing up can be sending an email.
Mm-hmm.
It can be making a phone call. It can be going to a local meeting where like-minded people are gathered or where people are gathered who may think differently than you.
Sometimes or just expressing yourself in a conversation and holding up your end of the conversation. Of course, you remember what Woody Allen said.
What did he say?
80% of life is just showing up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So even if you're introverted and even if, you know, because you're jumping to share your information, yep, that's the third step. But at least show up. At
mm-hmm.
least be there. Be there and be counted.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's probably a lot of football fans that are listening right now, and if you don't like what your coach did or you don't like what your team did, you know, you need to be at that game.
Right.
Because then when you yell and scream or clap or holler, they hear you. You have shown up. So show up is the first step.
Well, you know, I had there was a situation that I had a year or so ago, And there's this was this person who basically everybody considered to be the expert on this one issue, and nobody understood why certain things were happening. But nobody wanted to approach him because you just didn't ask. You just didn't question this. And so I went over one day and I said, would you explain something to me? And I asked him the question. He said, he gave me his explanation. I said, well, what about this? He said, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, and all I did was ask a question.
Right.
I didn't say, I think you're wrong. I just said, I just asked the question.
Yep. Well,
so you got to get up off your backside. You got to go meet the world halfway. You got to get out. And for business owners, that means getting outside of your four walls, doesn't it?
That is so true. Whether it's your four walls of your own space, your own office, because let's admit it, right now we're doing more with less. Mm-hmm. We need to show up into the lives of our employees, make sure we know what they're doing. We know what our customers are interfacing with when
right.
they're just, you know, making those little calls. Well, we've got to be there. We've got to show up.
Right.
Even if we have customers that we've had for a long time,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we can start to take them for granted. How nice just to show up and let them know through a card, through a phone call, through a visit.
Maybe through some social media avenue.
Definitely.
I mean, that could be, that's not everything. I mean, some people are showing up too much on social media, but that may be one of the ways you've got to do it. If that's where the people you want to meet are hanging out, you have to go there.
And you have a lot of options for that.
Yeah,
so there
yeah.
are today, I think, more options for showing up than anywhere else. And
right.
if you're going to take action, that's what you got to do first. You got to be there. Okay?
I got you. All right, number two.
Number two, you got to stand up. In other words, you can't just go. You've got to stand up for what you believe in. You've got to stand up for the causes that you feel are important for you and for your business. So don't just sit like, you know, with the guy who nobody wanted to approach because he's the expert. If you start putting all your faith in one person or people, you're putting them on a pedestal that really they don't want to be on.
They don't want to be on. They may not deserve to be on, and it's probably not good for the organization for them to be on.
That's right. Think tanks are fabulous. So, you know, you've got to stand up. If something is going on, and something in your, we call it our gut, when something in our gut is telling us this is not right, and it's really not your gut, it's information you've picked up from your right hemisphere.
Right.
Something that you've seen or heard,
mm-hmm.
then you've got to stand up for that.
Stand up and give us your website, Beverly.
www.talklisten.com.
Talklisten.com. You can find her books there and all the other things she does. She and I, Beverly Immanibal, and I will be right back after these messages. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman, otherwise known as Little Richard, to take us out.
You are my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating an anniversary. Beverly Immanibal, 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
How about that?
Yeah.
We appreciate your 10-year tenure with us and in our Brain Trust and all the great advice and wisdom that you've shared with us, but especially the time and the desire to help my audience, help small business owners everywhere. And I know, folks, that you, as you may not know, that Beverly does this a whole in her career, not just when she's on my show. And so, Beverly, thank you for that.
You are so welcome. And I just want to set the record straight that although we are 10 years wiser, we still look the way we did
I know.
Back in 99.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I look in the mirror and I say, hey, yes, indeed.
It's the attitude.
That's right. Yeah, no question about it. And the eyesight, I think, too, maybe. Beverly, and by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to go back and find all the body of work that Beverly has deposited with us over the years and so many different things that we've talked about that are still evergreen advice, evergreen wisdom. I hope you'll do that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. All the other things you can do there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, we were just talking a little bit about social media a minute ago. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blessingame. Beverly's website is talklisten.com, right, Beverly?
That's right.
And are you on the social media sites?
I am. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on, oh gosh.
Are you Twittering?
I'm not Twittering yet.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing. But, you know, we're talking about taking action, seizing the day. One of the things that I'm encouraging small business owners to do is to make sure that they seize the opportunity to find out how their customers want to be connected with.
Right.
Which could be email, it could be phone call, it could be mail. It could, depending on the generation, it could be texting, it could be instant messaging, it could be Facebook, whatever. It could be a lot of different things. There are so many options today.
That is right. And I will say that I love using all of them. They're all fast. The most important thing is to make sure that you're doing it.
Yeah.
That you are being consistent and you're staying in touch with your customers.
Right, exactly.
I'm having dinner with a customer tomorrow night that, you know, it took us, I think it was 3 months to finally get it set up, but, you know, just taking the time and meeting with them and, you know, or if it's over a phone call or whatever, just stay in touch. Don't take anything for granted.
Absolutely. So we're talking about taking action, and the first one was just to do something.
Show up. And stand up.
And then stand up. That's number two. And number three.
Well, let me say one thing about number two before I go into number three. By standing up, sometimes, especially if you're introverted, you're a little more shy, standing up doesn't mean you have to stand up and give a speech. Standing up means you have to recognize here is an opportunity for you to get involved. And sometimes that means asking a question to make sure you understand what's going on.
So isn't that a great tool for shyer people and people who are less likely to make their opinions known? Isn't asking a question a great way for them to accomplish, to stand up and to participate without having to be an orator?
It is. In fact, it's a great tool for extroverts who
it's wise for everybody, isn't it?
It is, because it allows you to get your foot in there without dominating. So, you know, asking a question, especially one that starts with how or what, like...
One of the interrogatives, yeah.
Right. What research do you have that, you know, or how did you come to that conclusion?
What do you think about
this? Yeah, what do you think about this?
Right.
Or what do you think we should do? I mean, while your brain's trying to think of other things, it's a great way to insert yourself and to stand up. Now, the third thing in taking action, besides showing up and standing up, is speaking up. Now, this is where, okay, you're there in any medium, you have understood, so you've stood up, and now it's your time to say something. This is not just asking questions. This is saying something, speaking up. And if you're extroverted, and that means a person who thinks out loud, you don't edit anything, before you speak up, think through what you're saying, because harsh words, especially in the business world, you can't get them back, and they do form impressions. There are ways to get your point across without alienating yourself from a competitor or from a vendor. So you want to make sure that you've thought it through.
I'm a person, you're going to be shocked to hear this, Beverly.
I know.
I'm a person with an opinion or two.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. Thank you.
And so... I have found that if I want to make sure I don't get myself into trouble, instead of forming and stating an opinion, if I can ask a question about that opinion, that actually serves me a lot better. I wish I did it more often. I wish I was more, I'm talking about in face-to-face kind of meetings. I wish I were better at it. I'm trying to get better at it. But I've found that asking a question has kept me out of trouble as much as I can when it comes to stating my opinion.
And something that helps me is to control my voice and my volume.
Yeah.
When I get upset, I speak softer and slower, and that sends a message, ooh, she means business.
Right, exactly. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Talk TalkListen.com, right?
That's right. And we have a free newsletter, so sign up for it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Beverly, for being here. Beverly Imanibo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.